Okay, good evening. So tonight I would like to discuss some of the specific halachas in Sfiras HaOmer and some specific points in the dinim of the actual, you know, with regard to the mitzvah. Till now we've been discussing the minhagim of the Yemei HaOmer, but I'll spend at least tonight with some of a couple of halachas. Specifically, I'd like to discuss the order of mitzvahs when a person davens early, most commonly on a Friday night. Davens early, takes his Shabbos early, and so when he leaves shul, it's not even shkir yet, and so it's not even made a shmashlish, so they're not counting Sfiras HaOmer then. They probably make an announcement, don't forget to count Sfiras HaOmer later tonight. You also have to repeat Kriya Shema, because you weren't Yotzei Kriya Shema Mipo Yom. And if you end up eating your su'udah before doing those two things, you'll also have to bench. Now, it could be that when it comes to time to bench, it may already be the zman that you could say Kriya Shema, you could count Sfiras HaOmer. So now you have three mitzvahs in front of you. You have benching, Kriya Shema, and Sfiras HaOmer. So what is the order in which to fulfill these three mitzvahs? That's what I want to get to. But let's, to start with, the Ramah says in Taf Pei Tes, that's the simen, which is dedicated to the halachas of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Ramah says that, if Dalid, ukishehigia zman hazman, when the time comes that you could count, asurin lecho at sheyispar, one is not allowed to eat until he does count, vafilu hischa lecho, even if he began eating, posek v'sofer, he has to stop and count Sfiras HaOmer. But that's talking about if he began when he shouldn't have. He began when it was already the time that he could have counted, and he wasn't supposed to. He forgot the first part of the Ramah that says, don't start eating. So the Ramah says, okay, then you realize in the middle of the meal that you should have counted, stop and count. If you began eating before the zman, even you can complete your meal. You began beheter, then you can complete your meal and count afterwards. So, for the lashon of the Ramah itself, the Ramah says that what's called hischil beheter im hischil lechol kodim shehigia zman. Now, so first of all, what is the zman? So that's really the discussion here in the Mechaber in Sif Dalid, or at least in Sif Gimel, Sif Dalid, the discussion, what is the right time to count? There is a tzad, there's a big tzad in Rishonim that one could count Ben HaShmashos, that one could do the mitzvah Ben HaShmashos. Ben HaShmashos means sometime in between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim, when it's later than, it's past sunset, but it's not yet Laila Gomor. So there's a big tzad in Hilchus Sfiras HaOmer that you can count Ben HaShmashos. L'maisa, what's recommended is to count Davka after Teis HaKochavim. So we consider the proper time, certainly the preferred time, to be only after Teis HaKochavim. So, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says in these words, the words of the Ramah, Kishigi Hazman, you're not allowed to eat, he says, Rotzalom et Teis HaKochavim. Okay. But he then goes on to explain that really the Isser to begin eating doesn't really begin just at the Zman, even if the Zman is Teis HaKochavim, but the Isser to begin eating, like by other mitzvahs, really begins a half hour before. We know that's the rule by many things, by Chanukah, you know, lighting Chanukah menorah. You're not supposed to eat or even learn or do malacha starting with a half hour before the Zman of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, so that you shouldn't get so involved to end up possibly forgetting about the whole mitzvah. Same thing is true by B'dikas Chametz, and by many mitzvahs. The idea is the half hour before you're supposed to stop. You're supposed to, you know, not, I shouldn't say stop, but you're not, at least not allowed to start doing certain activities. So here the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. Mishnah Berurah, because of Chav Gimel, he says that the Achronim say, based on what it says earlier in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. So here too, when it says from the Zman, from the time of the Zman, don't start eating, it really means Chatzi Shah Kodem Zman. Okay, so from a half hour before Teis HaKochavim, you should not begin eating if you haven't yet counted Sfiras HaOmer. Now, So let's go back. And then the Rama says, but if you, and if you did begin when you weren't supposed to, so you're supposed to stop and count. So here the Mishnah says that really, typically by a mitzvah that's derabbanan, we don't require that. Even if you began when you were, you began eating when you weren't supposed to, you shouldn't. You weren't supposed to because it's within the zman, but you don't have to stop. Once you started, you don't have to stop as long as there'll be time to do it afterwards. And the concern that you may forget, but the evidence, once you started, you don't have to stop. So here that the Rama says you should stop, it's because he's going, either because he's going according to the Manda Omer, Sfirasa Omer is the Raisa. And in fact, that's what it says. If you look in the parentheses, typically after the Rama, there are parentheses that give you the Marmuk, the sources where the Rama got this halacha from. So in this case, it doesn't. It says, Das Atzmo, this is his own opinion, Lamanda Omar, Sfira Basmana Set the Raisa. According to the Sheet, the Sfira Basmana Set the Raisa. There's a very big shayla about that. Whether Sfira Basmana Set the Raisa. Avada, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Sfira Omer, we just linked it in last week's parasha, Parsha Zemor, that's not deniable, Svartan Lechemi Macharasa Shabbos, etc., etc. But many Rishonim hold that that's only talking about when there is a Karban Omer. When you bring the Karban Omer, Svartan Lechemi Macharasa Shabbos, Miyom HaViachem, as Karban Lekechem. And the day that you bring the Karban Omer, you have to count 49 days, which is the second day of Pesach, and on 49 days. But now that we're during this current state of affairs that we don't have a Karban Omer, many Rishonim hold that there's no mitzvah in the Torah. It's machlokas, but in fact, that's why there's a discussion in Pesachim. If you know, before the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, many say a little tefila, you know, Hinei Nimuchu L'Mezumen, to Mekayim the mitzvah, just like. Like by all mitzvahs, lechatchila, certainly we pass mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Even by the rabbanan, certainly at least lechatchila, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So it doesn't mean you have to make a statement hinei mechul mezumen, but that's one way of doing it. So by Sfiras HaOmer, particularly, it's there's a hinei mechul mezumen printed in the siddur, and it was it. Yeah, and in the city of Chavzun, it says the Chavzun lekayim mitzvah seishal sfiras haomer k'mo shekase b'atara u'svartem lechem mimachras haShabbos mi'am v'yichem haShabbos. It brings the pesukim in the Torah. So it said over from the Vilna Gaon that you should not say this, that it's wrong to say this. If you say this, you're over Bal Tosif, because most Rishonim hold that sfiras haomer is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. So you're not being mitzvah d'oraisa k'mo shekase b'atara. You're saying that I have kavanah to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa now according to most Rishonim. So if a person, and the Rambam says that if a person says that it's usur min haTorah to eat basar of b'chalav, I do not cook my chicken in milk or in butter, because it's osam in the derisa to do that, he's over Bal Tosif. Because we pass, it's not osam in the derisa, it's osam in the rabbanan. It's osam in the derisa to cook your beef, you know, and your veal. It's osam in the derisa to cook in chalav or in butter. But it's not osam in the derisa to cook chicken in chalav. It's machlokas tanan, but we pass, it's not osam in the derisa. So the Rambam says you're over Bal Tosif. So say from the Gemara here too. If you say I have kavanah to be mekayem the mitzvah as it says in the Torah, v'chulu v'chulu, you're over Bal Tosif.
Is that also
for
some say
la omer
versus
plaimer? Is that what do you mean? What's the connection? You mean la omer would be to the carbon omer and
I would thought that because people would say plaimer hold it the right surface. Why? I don't know.
I would be shocked if it's some shot that explains it that way, but I don't recall hearing that. So, in any case, by this they say over the grass. So others say you don't have to be makpid on whatever it is. But the point is that many hold mitzvahs that Sfiras HaOmer b'zmanas is not the raisa. So, but here the Rama is going according to the Manda Omar, it's the raisa. So then, even if you started eating since you weren't allowed to, you have to stop in the middle. Mr. Birmingham's others say no. Even if you hold the mitzvahs b'zmanas only the rabbanah, but since stopping to eat just to count Sfiras HaOmer is such a simple thing, there's no tircha involved at all, so you should do it anyway. So meaning for this, the Rama was chayshish for that, man da amad, it's the raisa, just for this din, in order that you should stop and count, because it's such a small thing. That's what it says. In any case, that's, okay, but if you began before, then for sure you don't have to stop. If you began beheter, you're sure not mechuyiv to stop. You're allowed to continue eating. Okay, so now, a person comes home, There is, well, before I mentioned, there is another shayla. Oh, has that? So, first of all, when we say eating, it means to eat a regular meal, you know, with washing and eating more than a kebeya bread. Technically, you're allowed to eat, you know, light foods in smaller amounts. Okay, but the there's a tshuva in the Nigros Marsh in the fourth chelik of Archaim Simen Sadi Tess, I believe, where he discusses if one could rely on the fact. Could one actually eat dinner? Let's say during the week, one comes home and wants to eat dinner, and he davens Maariv every night at 10 o'clock. That's his kvias. Minyan kavua, 10 o'clock for Maariv. So could he rely on that to be able to eat dinner, even if it's after, say it's already, it's after dark, but he wants to eat dinner, he wants to sit down and wash and have more than a kibetza. But he didn't cast kvias omer, and guess what? He didn't say kriyas shema either. Right? Kriyishma is also a mitzvah, in fact, the mitzvah of the Raisa, according to everyone. So Lamaisa, we do rely on the fact that there's people that they eat at that daven rather at a minyan kavua, rely that to eat before Kriyishma, because they will, it's built into their system. It's built into their schedule that they're going to go to Maariv. They're not going to. The whole chash is you'll miss davening, you'll miss the mitzvah. But if they have a routine that and the routine might even include getting to the kol at 9 o'clock and sitting and learning for an hour or going to a shiur or whatever it is, and then davening. But even if it does, and even if it's just a minyan kavua, as long as that's built into their system that they have a kvius, so then there is it's a tzad heter which. Many rely on to eat before Kriyishma, and as Rav Moshe discussed in that shuva, before Sfiras Omer as well, that one could do that. Now you might say, well, maybe Bishlam a Kriyishma. I'm going to that minyan, and I don't want to just say Kriyishma before, because I want to say Kriyishma as part of davening, is, you know, with the brachos and Smichas Gula Tefila. But Sfiras Omer, what's the big deal? Why don't you just count Sfiras Omer, you know, during the and then eat. But not so pasha, because there's a lechatchila to count Sfira b'tzibur. Lechatchila, one should try to count Sfira some b'tzibur. It's not mandatory. It's not. I don't think it's the same as Drake as Tfila b'tzibur. But it's the pasuk is svartem lochem. There is an inyan to do it if you can to do it b'tzibur. In fact, they talk about what happens if you're at a shul where they're not saying this shinim uchimzumin and you want to say it. So that's going to put you a minute or two behind or something. Is that? Are you missing out by saying the Nibuch of Zuma? Are you missing out in the midst of counting with Seba? Like, do you have to mamash say it? Mamash as they're saying it. Sorry?
Does someone miss out?
you have to look at the days. I didn't look well in who says what that, on that. Stomach, not. Anyway, you could say the Nibuch of Zuma while the Rav, whoever's counting out loud, while he's counting. So just say it then, and then it shouldn't take longer than that, unless the person really gets into it. Al-Kabadim, so therefore there's a reason not to just count at home beforehand. There is another shayla. Let's say a person walks into shul and he's late for davening, and he walks in and the mamash, they're finishing davening, and maybe he was just coming back from out of town or maybe he's davening in some place he's not so familiar with the schedule, and he comes to the shul to see if there's a minyan, and the mamash, they're just finishing, it's the last minyan of the night, they're just finishing whatever it is, and they're about to count Sfiras Omer. So should he count with them then, or should he daven first, because Kriya Shema is more tadir, right? Kriya Shema is done every night of the year, and twice a day, in fact every day of the year, and Sfiras Omer is only 49 times out of the year. So nevertheless, some say no, he should. He should count with them, because if he doesn't, it's very possible he may forget already. Because now he's davening b'chidus, and so he may not remember. So some say, yeah, that in that case, I think Ramesh says this was in that case he should daven. He should count with the tzibur. But to count at home before dinner, that's better not. Better to wait and be samech on the minyan. Others may see differently, but this is what Ramesh says. Okay, now. So now let's go back to Friday night, though. Friday night, you daven early, and you come home, and it's not even shkia yet. So first of all, when we say you have to stop a half hour before the zman, you have to not stop, you have to refrain from beginning. So what does that mean? What's a half hour before the zman? Now this is not just nogea during sefira. I mean, it's nogea legabe kriyishma. If a person davens early on Friday night, it could be nogea throughout the year legabe kriyishma. What is called, at what point could he not start his Suda Shabbos? Right, he hasn't said Kriyishma yet, and now so if he said it at a time where he may have been Yotzei, there's a suffix, he may have been Yotzei, then there's also a heter to, mean like, you know, Ben HaShemashas, there's a heter to start even without saying Kriya Shema. But if he said it before Shkia, for sure not Yotzei, so then the, so he, if he wants to start a Shabbos Suda, L'chari, he has to start before it's within a half an hour of Zman Kriya Shema, and during the time of Omer, before half hour of Zman HaOmer, which might be the same time, because they're both based on Tzeisuk HaChavim. So what is that time? So I know Poskim say, or some Poskim say that, like Gabi Kriya Shema, that it goes by a half hour before what you consider to be Tzeis, meaning if you're Noah, you're Makbet, to always say Kriya Shema after whatever the time, let's say 50 minutes after Shkia, for example, right? So a person who will make sure any time he says Kriya Shema before 50 minutes, if he happens to daven in a minyan that's before 50 minutes from Shkia, he will make sure to say Kriya Shema over. So then that's considered the Zman. Kriya Shema 50 minutes after Shkia is the Zman, and the Mela up to 20 minutes after Shkia, he could still start eating, because till 20 minutes, it's a half hour before 50 is 20 minutes into Shkia, right? 20 minutes out of 50 leaves 30. So up to 20 minutes, he can still begin eating. Okay, and so let's say a person did that. So he came home, and it's still early, and he sits down to a Shabbos meal, and now by the time he has a nice Shabbos meal, and he started before this month, so Lekuliyama, he doesn't have to stop. He doesn't have to stop in the middle, for anything. But Lemais, he's ready to bench, and now it's Tzeisuk HaChavim. Looks outside, playing. Looks like, wow, it was a nice meal, you know, with the Zemiras and the Ritera and Onik Shabbos, and now it's Tzeifta Tzeis. He's ready to bench, but on the other hand, it's also Zman Kriya Shema's Zman Sfiras Omer. So what should he do first? So there's a tshuva. There are two tshuvas actually in the Shai Gesarye, right? The famous Shai Gesarye, who was Gaonim, and he has tshuvas Simen Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis dedicated to this shailah. Chaf Aleph, he talks about just the shailah, nothing was Sfiras Omer, just Kriya Shema and benching. I mean, again, this shaylah, same, like I said, the same shaylah can come up any Friday night that you daven early, even not during Yemei Sefira. You're ready to bench, but you didn't say Kriya Shema yet, and it's Zman Kriya Shema. So should you bench first, or should you say Kriya Shema first? So that the Shai Gesarye basically comes out pretty simply that you should say Kriya Shema first, because there's a rule, Tadir B'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. So you say, well, how do I know which is Tadir? Kriya Shema, I say twice a day, every day of the year. Benching might depend on the person. Some people might bench more than twice, you know, more than twice a day, or at least over the course of the year, it might come out to be more times of Kriya Shema. So Shai Gesarye says, and it does make a difference, because benching, if we're talking about a weekday meal, which I think is probably no way you're going to, obviously there's no way you're going to get more times benching than Kriya Shema unless you count all the weekdays. Even then, you know, it's not so likely. But even if the only possible way would be if you count all the weekday benchings. So Shai Gesarye, the weekday benching is not considered tadir, even if you do it more times, because you're not mechuyev to. You're only, if you ate, you have to bench. You don't have a chiyev on your shoulders to bench. You just by eating now you have a mitzvah to bench. Of course, once you ate, you have a chiyev to bench. But there isn't that, so that's not called the same level of tadir. That's what he calls tadir shel matzui. It's more matzui that it may be more matzui that you bench. You may be more matzui that you bench than you say Kriya Shema, but it's not considered a chov. Kriya Shema is a tadir shel chova. So tadir shel chova comes first. Even if the in numbers you bench more often, more frequently during the year than you say Kriya Shema, but since it's not machmas chov, you didn't have to be in that situation, so Kriya Shema comes first. So
why is the prayer gafen on the line before you bench on Shabbos?
So that's the mission in brachas. That's not because of tadir. That's a machlokes beshamay beshilol. What do you?
Right, but I'm still holds that you do tadir beshilol and tadir, right?
Yeah. Certainly not. The only reason I think beshilol says if not for yayin kiddush mina, you can't make kiddush. You can only make kiddush if you have a kos yayin. So the bracha on the yayin comes first.
Because the wine.
The wine is going to the kid. Without the wine, you can't make kiddush. The kiddush needs the wine. So first you make a bracha on the wine. The wine is here. Make a bracha. Now I can make Kiddush.
But Rabbi Shammai's reason is that you don't have the wine because it's Shabbos.
Right. Okay. All right. Fine. But it's not dafka to tell the entire.
It's not. Okay.
So, okay. So says the Sheikh Zari. So if it's a question of just benching and Kriya Shema on a weekday meal, if this would come out during the week that you started a meal before and now it's Seisuk Chavim, Avada, the mitzvah Kriya Shema would be tother over the mitzvah benching. But what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Shabbos and Yom Tov is only how many times? So if 50 Shabbos is in the year and a few more Yom Tovim, whatever it comes out to be, we're talking about a total of 70, 80, whatever times that you have to bench, even if twice times, so it's 100, it doesn't come to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is twice every single day of the year. And benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not every single day of the year before. So even benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not Tadir vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. Right? Even though that's considered Tadir Shalchov, Shalchov, they're on a level, equal level of Chiyuv, but because you have to eat on Shabbos, you have to eat bread, you have to eat on Yom Tov. But Mimela, since the benching, the Kriya Shema is more frequent, so at Tadav Shem Tadav, you say Kriya Shema first and then bench. That's what he says, Legabi those mitzvahs. But the question is, but what about Sviras HaOmer? The Sviras HaOmer, so again, we're saying Kriya Shema before benching. Now, where does Sviras HaOmer come in? Does Sviras HaOmer go in? Do you do Kriya Shema, then Sviras HaOmer, then benching? Or Kriya Shema, then benching, then Sviras HaOmer? So, says the Shagas Aryeh, if we're talking about during the week, so there, the benching is, again, we said not a chiyuv, and Shvi'as HaOmer is a chiyuv at least 49 days out of the year, right? So.
What about the one?
Okay, but one's tother over the other.
So the bench is more tother.
But first of all, I'm sorry, why'd you say they're both one?
It's not a chiyuv to bench. I'm saying the chiyuv that you could bench, you can eat bread and then bench.
Right.
And then Sphere also is
their own. Okay, but it's benching is not a chov altogether. So that's as far. Benching is not a chov.
Rip up, right. But benching is more tother. Meaning, aren't they on the same level in regards to chiyuv? No,
because it's not called tother unless it's a tother shel chova. That's what he said. Tother of Rishus is not called, doesn't have the amount of tother.
Okay.
So really, Sphere so is more tother than it. But he still says that he you can do whatever you want. When it comes to, if it's during the week, Sphere or benching, neither one will have priority or precedence because of Tadr. Because Sphere is taka more Tadr. But even so, he says that Tadr is only when you have two Chiyuvim in front of you. When you have two chiyuv in front of you, so then we say the one which is more tadir comes first. But let's say you have a mitzvah to do, and then you have something else you want to do, which is dvar rishus. So there's no din that says you must do the mitzvah first, right? Even if the mitzvah is more tadir, you want to do something that whatever it might be, but it's a dvar shel rishus. It's not a chov altogether, not a mitzvah altogether. So there's no isser to do that before you do the mitzvah. Yeah, he didn't. Reason my tefillah mitzvahs, and said, but lemaisa, there's no din of tadir v'shenu tadir that says, oh well, I do this mitzvah more frequently than I do this activity shel rishus. It doesn't make a difference because tadir v'shenu tadir is just a rule within mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah that's two mitzvahs, and one is more tadir. But when it comes to benching, it's not considered chova legabe this in this parsha. Memela, it's just like a dvar rishus, which anyway you could do that before. So during the week he says you could do either one, whichever one you want, Sviras HaOmer or benching. But on Shabbos, again, on Shabbos now where you have a chiyuv to bench, and so now we have to make a chesed. How often do you have a chiyuv to bench versus how often the Sviras HaOmer? So Sviras HaOmer, you see, that's 49. How often do you have a chiyuv to bench? Well, it's more than 49 because we said there are 52 Shabbos in the year. And then there's a number of Yom Tovim, you know, 2 days of 4 days of Pesach, 4 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Shavuos, at least in the Chosars, or even in Eretz Yisrael, one, and one. So whatever it is, even Shabbos alone, you already have 52. So benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says, that is more Tadir, that is Chova, and Sfiras HaOmer is Chova, and that's more Tadir. Sfiras HaOmer is more Tadir, Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos Yom Tov is more Tadir than Sfiras HaOmer. So that should take precedence. Mele, it should come out that you should say Kriya Shema first. Of course, Kriya Shema is the most Tadir, right? It's more than benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then benching on Shabbos and assuming it's a Shabbos or Yom Tov, then bench, and then Sfiras HaOmer. That's what we've come out according to the Shai Gezariya. Right, now, one question you might ask is, or at least bother me, is, I understand Shabbos, right? Friday night. So regular Friday night, you made early Shabbos, you come home, you want to, you sat down to your meal, you started plenty early, no problem, you're ready to bench. It's dark outside. Okay, I could do. It's time already for Kriya Shema. So fine, say Kriya Shema first, Shai Gezariya, then bench, then say Sfiras HaOmer. But what about? But on Yom Tov, right? Let's say Yom Tov, Midrash Shel Pesach. Right? It's the seventh night of Pesach, right? The first of the last 2 days. And you davened early, which is okay to do. It's one of the few Yom Tovim where it's okay to daven early. Most Yom Tovim, there are reasons why you can't start early anyway, but seventh night of Pesach, there's no reason why you can't start early any more than any Friday night. So it's seventh night of Pesach, you davened early, and you come home, same thing, you start your meal early, and now you're ready to bench, and it's after Tzitzikah Chavim. So you have these three mitzvahs to do, right? You have these three mitzvahs to do, and the question is the order. So what the Shai Gezariya is saying is that you should, according to Shai Gezariya is saying, is you should first say Kriya Shema, and then bench, and then Sfiras HaOmer, because benching Sfiras Shabbos and Yom Tov is Motadeh. So, but why is he putting together Shabbos and Yom Tov? Like, why? I understand Shabbos, any Friday night, it's the mitzvah of benching on Shabbos. But, okay, but why is benching on Yom Tov part of joined with benching on Shabbos? Benching on Yom Tov is only 3 or 6 times out of the year, right? It's only, or even two meals a day. So it's multiplied by 2, 6 times, 12 times. But Sfiras HaOmer is 49 times. So, like, why is he looking at it? No. Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's more Tadir. But why is Birchas HaMazon of Yom Tov, what does that have to do with Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos?
That's when you have a chov. Just comparing the chov.
I say, but nobody's counting. But he's counting. He's making a cheshbon. So you bench in Shabbos and Yom Tov more times than you say Sfiras HaOmer in the course of the year. You bench in Shabbos and Yom Tov more times than you count Sfiras HaOmer in the course of the year. So that comes first. But why you say, well, I bench in Yom Tov fewer times? Why do you say I mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov? What does Shabbos have to do with it? You might even ask, like, what is Birchas HaMazon of Yom Tov altogether? Like, why is that? What does it mean, Birchas Yom Tov?
It's not a chayv.
What?
It is a chayv.
So
it's not enough
to counteract sphere. But I'm asking, why is it grouped with Shabbos in terms of the cheshbon? Right?
Rashi's
partial
compared the Yom Tov to the Shabbos, the Shabbos to the Yom Tov.
That's an answer for Akasha. Why does the Torah say these are the Moedim and start with Shabbos? So it's Rashi's answer to the Akasha. But how does that affect this? But okay, but the Torah is partial. It's not a vartet Shabbos and Yom, the benching of Shabbos and Yom. Point is, how many times do you bench Shel Chov? That's all. How many times during the year are you chayiv to bench? So it happens to me, when you chayiv, you chayiv in Shabbos, you chayiv in Yom Tov. If you chayiv on Chanukah, or if you chayiv on every time, every 15th of the month, we would count that also. The point is, how many times are you chayiv to bench over the course of the year? So let's count it up. Well, every Shabbos I have to bench twice, at least, putting aside Shalosh Shuddos, but even just without Shalosh Shuddos, twice every Shabbos, that's 104, plus every Yom Tov day, which is another like signa. So Mela, there comes out the number of times that I'm chayiv to bench in Shabbos is more than, I'm sorry, the number of times I'm chayiv to bench in the course of the year is more than the number of times I'm chayiv to count Sfiras HaOmer in the course of the year, because that's a set 49, no more, and this is approximately 100 and whatever. So the pressure, right? So therefore, says the Shai Gezariya again, if it's a Shabbos meal, say Kriya Shema, bench, and then say Sfiras HaOmer. And if it's a weekday meal, you really should come out. You could do either, because the benching is. I mean, he says bench. He says Kriya Shema first. He says Kriya Shema first. Simcha Fallah says Kriya Shema first during the week. But Shabbos, you should say Kriya Shema. And still say Kriya Shema first on the bench, but benching before Sfiras HaOmer. And during the week, benching Sfiras HaOmer, either way goes. That's what he says. Now, there is another approach to this. There are those that want to say that the midst of the end of Tadr Shana Tadr only applies when you have when you're ready to do both mitzvahs, right? If whatever reason I'm not planning on doing the other mitzvah now. For example, let's say somebody did say Kriya Shema at a time when it was Mesupik if he's Yotzi or not. And he's going to say it again, but he's going to wait till he goes to sleep. When he goes to sleep, he'll say three parts of Kriya Shema, and he'll be Yotzi then. So I'm not ready to say Kriya Shema now. I'm ready to bench, but I'm not ready to say Kriya Shema. I'm going to say Kriya Shema another hour from now or two, whenever I go to sleep. I'm not ready to say Kriya Shema now. So then there's no din of Tadr Shana Tadr. Tadr Shana Tadr is when you're ready to do both mitzvahs. Like, where else do you have that? By Hadlakas Neres Chanukah and Maariv or Kriya Shema, right? So why don't we say that during Maariv everybody should daven Maariv first, and then like Chanukah, we don't do the people that daven Maariv early, you know, by Shkia time, whatever. Yes, yeah, so they daven Maariv first before they light the candles, Chanukah. But people that daven at 10 o'clock minyan or whatever, you know, late minyan after Tzeis, they light Chanukah licht first, right? Why Tadir Shana Tadir? The answer is I'm not ready to say Kriya Shema now. I have I say Kriya Shema at a certain time. I daven Maariv at 10 o'clock or at 9 o'clock or at 11 o'clock, whatever it is. I have a minyan for Maariv. I'm not planning. It's not just the heter of a minyan kavu. I said before the Gabi eating. Even if a person lived daven bechidus, he lives somewhere else where there's no minyan, or he's in a place particularly this night there's no minyan, but he's not ready to daven now for whatever reason. He's going to daven later when he's when he's able to daven, but he's not planning to daven, so there's no tadav shen tadav. So some say, so then that's always the case when I ate the suda and I didn't have to stop for Sfiras HaOmer, right? I started, I don't stop. Well, for Kriya Shema I have a suda now, I'm ready to bench. Until I bench, I'm not ready. I'm still in my suda. Benching is like the culmination of my suda. Until I bench, I'm not ready for Kriya Shema. It's not like, okay, I'm ready to do three mitzvahs now. Hashem, tell me what order to do it. So Hashem says, oh, Tadav Shana Tadav. I'm not ready to do Kriya Shema. I'm not ready to cast Sfiras HaOmer. I'm ready to bench. I'm where I eat and I bench. After I bench, I say, okay, what's next on my agenda? Okay, oh, now I have two mitzvahs, Kriya Shema and Sfiras HaOmer. So then, between the two of them, we should say Tadav Shana Tadav. But Birchas HaMazon is not on that list. Because Birchas HaMazon is a part of the Suda. Until I bench and complete the Suda, I'm not holding by doing other mitzvahs. That's another. The Shai Gzara does not say this, but there is a Mahalach out there like that also that that says this. Just to summarize, we said, so Lamais, if you do daven early, first of all, if you're going to start the Suda before saying Kriya Shema over, which you're probably doing. If you daven early, you're not you don't want to wait for Tzeis Kochavim to start your suda, most likely. So, but you should make sure it's not within a half hour of what you consider to be Zman Kriya Shema.
Can Kriya Shema Lamita count as a kviyas for saying Shema? Can you start within that half hour because you're about to say it when you go to sleep?
I mean, just like you have a minyan kavua, you could wait. So if you always do it, I mean, you're not just doing it now because you daven early. You always, every night you say, it should work also. Or another eitz that some people utilize is if you make a shomer. So you say, well, how do I make a shomer? I mean, there's nobody around who everyone's eating. But some say a shomer, if you set something up in a way that it will remind you. You set an object. You take a sitter or something or a Kriya Shema card and you put it somewhere that it's going to remind you that you won't be able to miss it before you go to sleep. So some say you can do that, and that also serve as a shomer. And then, but something should be done if it's within a half an hour of Tzeis HaKochavim. And if it isn't though, and so you start, or if you use one of these eitzes, so you start and then So we said as long as you started beheter, then you don't have any chiyuv to stop. If you started beiser, you really started beiser. So for kriyishma, you definitely should stop when it reaches the zman, because that's the raisa. And even for sfirasa omer, there's a tzad you should stop, even though it's not the raisa according to most poskim. But the Rama said to stop. Some say the reason he's why he said to stop is because it's so easy to do it. So do it already, and be choshish for the shiur that is the raisa, and stop and count sfirasa over in the middle. Okay, which is why we'll use maybe the last few minutes just for one halacha, and that is just like this. Everybody knows that there's a shita that Bahag holds that the mitzvah sfirasa omer is one long mitzvah. All 49 days is one long mitzvah, and therefore if you missed one night, you really can't be mekayim the mitzvah from then on, and memela, and you don't make a brach anymore. So the psak and the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim is continue to count, because most poskim hold it's not one long mitzvah. You probably are, even if you skip day 20, as long as you count when you continue counting day 21, you're probably yotzei. So don't make a bracha, because it's a suffix. It's a suffix, but maybe it is one long mitzvah. So unless you have another, you have a suffix. I might have missed. So he says, oh, you might not have missed. First of all, it might be 49, probably 49 separate mitzvahs, like most poskim. And even if it's one long mitzvah, and if you missed, you're out, but you're not sure you missed. It's only a suffix if you missed. You may not have missed, so then you're allowed to continue with the brach. Right? That's so well, not halach. So the shayla, let's say a person, I saw the shayla, it was the 16th night, right? And the person listening to the chaz, and the chaz says, Hayom Shisha Sayom, Shehem Shnei Shavuos, or Shnei Yom Bin Bomer. Today is 16 days, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. And the person thought he heard Shavasar. He heard Shavasar, he thought he said Shavasar. So he counted. Hayom Shavasar Yom. He counted 17. The next night, he has the chazan to count 17. And he says, I counted 17 last night. And then he realizes his mistake. He realizes, no, last night was 16. I thought the chazan had 17 last night. I know for sure I counted 17. But he's not sure how he did the weeks. Meaning, he might have said a yom shivas a yom, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. Oh my! No, it's really not. It's really 2 weeks and 3 days. But he might have just—I might have just said what I thought the chazan said. I thought the chazan said a yom shivas a yom sheish neishol sheyom bomer, and that's what I said. Or no, it could be I looked inside. It could be I counted, and when I said shivas a yom, and I looked in the siddur for the line that says shivas a, and I said shivas a 2 weeks and 3 days. So if he said, so counting the wrong counting is like not counting at all, right? If he for sure counted 17, which is 2 weeks and 3 days, that's what he did last night, and it wasn't for sure, he can't continue with the bracha, for sure, because he missed. Counting the wrong day is like not counting at all, right? What's that? But let's say he counted for sure the weeks correctly. If he knows, let's say I didn't say the days altogether, he just said, today is 2 weeks and 2 days in the Omer, and that's what it was. But he didn't say 16. So, but the evidence is yotze, and he can't continue with the bracha. So that's really the hardest to resolve the shalat too. This person is not sure. He knows he didn't count the days right. He knows that, but he may have counted the weeks right. Right? He may have counted the weeks right. He might have said 2 weeks and 3 days. I mean, 2 weeks and 2 days. Sorry, he might have said 2 weeks and 2 days because that's what he heard the chazan say. He thinks he may have just repeated after the chazan what he thought the chazan had 17, which is 2 and 2. So he said 17 is 2. Not sure. I might have said 17, which is 2 and 3, because I might have I might have made the cheshbon right. So, but the mice is a suffix. It's a suffix. He may have counted right the weeks, and if he did count right the weeks, we'd allow him to continue. Since lechara that it should be in that case. Shomi should have a long chew about it, but pashas I think I'll be the mishnebrua. In that case, he should be able to continue with the bracha, because there's at least a suffix that he got the weeks correct. In which case, he would be able to. But the mice, I've had a number of people ask me the shaila if they counted wrong. I guess they feel really bad. I didn't forget. I got the wrong night. I got confused. So I'll pee the Mishnah Berurah, you're out. The Shalom Eishel, I think, has it sad that you could continue with the bracha, even if your mamish counted the wrong day. But because to me, most, it's like, since it's only Zeichel Churban, Zeichel Mikdash that we count, so you have to start right, but you have to count every night, but you don't have to get every night right. It's not like that. You just have to counting. I'm, it's a Zeichel Mikdash, so Zeichel, I'm counting. So, So he has a stuff, but the Mishnah Berurah says now, if you count it wrong, you didn't count, and you can't get it. Okay, Shavar. I'm thinking probably for the next 2 weeks, next 2 Tuesdays, before Shavuot, probably discuss some inyanim that are related to halacha.